RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
25 minutes to 9 now, and Des Cahill has the weekend sports news.
Yeah, hi Anya. We have the GA Championships getting underway at inter-county level this weekend, and there are several issues causing concern as we had our first match forfeited in the Championship last night. And also yesterday, the GPA insisting on baseline testing for all county panels as soon as possible if they were to continue supporting the Championships going ahead. Now, I understand the GA and the GPA, the Players Association, were working towards a solution last night and are meeting again in order to do that. And they're both obviously putting player safety as their priority. But the problems concerned were highlighted with more news yesterday as Offaly had to concede their game with Kildare last night. It's the first Championship game to be forfeited this year, obviously. The Christy Ring Cup match will not take place. Offaly said they regretted it, but the HSE had deemed almost every member of their senior hurling panel as a close contact after training with a player who tested positive for COVID-19. As a result, 27 players involved have been advised to self-isolate and are unavailable for selection. Clearly, that is a huge concern for all county squads. A member of the Sligo hurling team has also tested positive for COVID, and the squad will undergo rapid testing today ahead of their game against Derry. Antrim also announced that four more members of their hurling panel have tested positive for COVID, but they still intend to fulfil Sunday's Joe McDonagh Cup clash with Westmeath. And Antrim footballers have offered Waterford to play their game in Dundalk tomorrow after Waterford players, some of them, expressed reservations about having to travel across the border to Ballymena. Now, in soccer, a disappointing night for Dundalk in the Europa League. They lost 2-1 to Molde of Norway at Tallaght Stadium. A pity, because they started really well and led at half-time, courtesy of a great goal from Sean Murray. But the Norwegians took control in the second half. They scored twice. Dundalk manager Filippo Giovannoli took a portion of the blame for himself, and he said he felt he should have made more changes earlier than he did.
We prepared the game to be aggressive in certain situations and to defend as a block in the middle third in other situation, which we did quite well in the first half, and we were able to consolidate few possession like we were thinking. We know the quality of the opponent, so you have to play a perfect game and a disciplined game. But then at the beginning of the second half, our energy went a little bit down, our block, defensive block, went a little bit down, and they were actually good on the ball, and we suffered, and we suffered a little bit too much. We couldn't consolidate ball when we were regaining. It was complicated. Complicated game against a really good and strong team. Let's learn something from this game and try to do better next.
And next game is away to Arsenal, who won 2-1. Against Rapid Vienna last night with late goals from David Luiz and Aubameyang. Celtic were beaten 3-1 at home by AC Milan, while Rangers won 2-0 in Belgium against Standard Liège. Spurs had a 3-0 victory over the Austrian side LASK, and Leicester City also recorded a 3-0 win at home to Zorya from the Ukraine. Now, it's a huge day for Irish women's soccer team. They play Ukraine in the European Championships this evening. A draw will ensure Ireland a playoff for the finals. Remember, we've never qualified before. But victory would boost Ireland's chances of being one of only three teams to finish second place in their group who will qualify automatically. The three second place teams with the best records will go through. The game kicks off at 5 o'clock. It's live on RTE2. And Katie McCabe is one of Ireland's most experienced players. She spoke with Tony O'Donoghue this week about the extraordinary changes she has seen during her time with the Irish team, from when they had to go on strike over their shocking conditions to now flying by private charter to Ukraine for today's game.
It's progress. It's progress. Obviously, given the circumstances, it was a no-brainer. We needed to be obviously within our bubble to be able to play with a full-strength squad on Friday. We've seen obviously the difficulties the men's team faced the last few weeks with COVID scenarios. So for us, it's just obviously maintaining all the guidelines that have been put in place for us. And obviously, as I said, maintaining it and making sure we're full strength for Friday.
And how proud will you be finally of leading your team, your country, in the most important game on Friday?
I think the feeling's a bit indescribable, to be honest. It's going to be obviously something special. It's something, we're on the cusp of something that's never been done before. But for me and the girls and staff included, we're just focusing on the game itself and the task in hand and how we'll stop Ukraine and obviously how we can obviously counteract their weaknesses as well. We've got a fine team that's in grand form. Obviously, more players now in the WSL and that league is growing too. So I'm really confident in the girls and obviously we'll take that confidence into Friday.
That's Katie McCabe and best of luck to the girls. 5 o'clock, the game live on RTE2. The Irish women's rugby team, meanwhile, had COVID problems yesterday. They named a team to play Italy tomorrow and then had to announce two changes a bit later on. Laura Sheehan will start ahead of Emer Considine. Leah Lyons joins the replacements instead of Laura Feely due to inconclusive outcomes of a COVID-19 test, which resulted in three players now self-isolating. Fantastic win for Dan Martin in the Tour of Spain yesterday. He's now just 5 seconds behind the overall leader, Primoz Roglic. The men's Irish rugby team take on Italy tomorrow afternoon with Jacob Stockdale at fullback instead of Rob Kearney, who was there for so long. Irish coach Andy Farrell has been explaining what Stockdale brings to the role.
We've obviously had quite a few sessions under our belt now, so we've looked at different combinations and we've been very impressed with Jacob. I think he's learning the trade pretty quickly there in the backfield. He's learning how to adapt and get himself stronger in that position. We think he's got all the attributes to push forward in that position, and of course there's going to be elements of his game that we need to keep pushing forward, but we see, you know, Jacob, what you don't see on the wing from time to time is his skill level. You know, he's got great vision, he's able to see things, and he's got good hands as well. He hits a brilliant line. And not always do you get to do that from the wing. So hopefully we can get him involved as much as we possibly can. And also, he's obviously a great option there with the left boot at the back.
And live coverage of that game on Saturday Sport tomorrow. In golf, Rory McIlroy let his frustrations get the better of him after a disappointing finish to an erratic opening round at the Zozo Championship in California. After failing to make the last green in three, McIlroy pressed the club into the ground before then snapping it in half. He'd around a 73. He's 9 shots behind the leader, Sebastian Munoz. Confirmation from Horse Sport Ireland that all equestrian competitions and activities, including those for professional and elite riders, have been suspended in Level 5. The governing body expressed disappointment with the decision and said it was seeking further clarification on the status of its high-performance squads preparing for next year's Olympic Games. Finally for now, we have two race meetings today. Sligo gets underway at 2 o'clock and the evening meeting in Dundalk begins at 4:40.